We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming. You have to be in control of your career, your destiny, what suits you. You've got to advocate for yourself. So don't be sitting back thinking, maybe they'll suggest it. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey, Em, and welcome back, our wonderful listeners. It's time for our favourite part of the podcast, the Shoot Your Shot shout out. This is where we celebrate you guys, our incredible listeners from all around the world. You've gone out there, you've shot your shot, and you've got an update for us. Em, this week we're shouting out Nina, who was incredibly generous and shouted us 10 coffees.
Yes, and just quietly, I think Nina is the most beautiful name in the world. I'm obsessed.
Ooh.
I just know she has angel energy. Nina, love it. Okay, side note. Yeah, she said, Emma and Sarah, I just landed a new role that comes with a 53% pay increase, amazing benefits, and the chance to build a brand new program from scratch. And I have to give a huge thank you to Interview Boss for helping me get there. Your Best Bits framework leveled up how I approach interviews. I had already found great success with the star format, but Best Bits gave me even better direction for which examples to pick and made me understand that I should use my examples to share what I want prospective employers to know about me versus what I think they're trying to learn about me. I also used Best Bits in a previous interview cycle. I got through to the final round, but the role was pulled. Still, I'm pretty sure it was mine, and I credit Interview Boss for the framework, but also for boosting my confidence and helping me make more informed decisions about my application and interview strategy. For the role that I just landed, I had 7 interviews, including, are you ready? 4 back-to-back interviews in one day with 6 people. That is criminal. The last day was a presentation, and it concluded with an executive interview the next week. Some questions were, tell me about a time, and others were, what would you do if? Either way, I found ways to weave in my best bits and tell my story. I genuinely loved my last job and manager, but with limited room to grow and uncertainty about the company's future, I decided to not wait and find out what would happen to me, but take command of my future. While this new role doesn't come with my previous senior title, the compensation and benefits package more than makes up for it. A reminder that titles aren't the only marker of progress. I was approached for this role by a former colleague, but I still treated every interview with the utmost respect and like I had something to prove, which I think I did, despite being invited to apply. So thank you, Emma and Sarah, for giving me the tools to take command of my career and reach a salary amount that will truly change my family and I's life. Enjoy the coffee. P.S. I would love an episode on how to track and save best bits over time to reduce the work as you prep for interviews. Thinking maybe you could create an AI prompt to give it structure and let AI do some of the heavy lifting.
Oh, I love that suggestion. Incredible, Nina. I love the result that you got and how helpful you found the best bits. I love the idea that someone who already has a pretty good idea of what they're doing, they're structuring their examples already, but there's still all these ideas that she hadn't thought of yet. And also just the confidence boost of like, hey, you can do this. And thinking about it a bit differently, 53% pay increase.
Oh. My favorite part was the bit where she's like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to sit around and wait to see what goes on. Like the building's on fire. And she's like, hell no, this is a ticking time bomb. I'm going to get out.
And she's like, I'm not just going to wait and find out.
Iconic. I love it. Wait, I just need to give a shout out. The other day, someone slid into our DMs and I thought this was the most iconic thing ever. Someone wrote to us and said, basically, they had an interview and it went really bad and it put them off for a little bit, but they aren't loving their job. So it's just like getting strung out. And she said, now I'm committed to the cause. I've booked a holiday during a period that I'm not allowed to take annual leave to guarantee that I have to quit. Like, she's not allowed to take time off. It's a blackout period. So she's booked and paid for a holiday so that she actually has to quit before then. And I just wrote back and I was like, that is absolutely iconic behavior. Like, you are holding yourself accountable in the best possible way. You get to get out of there and then sit in Fiji with a pina colada. Like,
she's going on that holiday one way or the other. And the best part is, if she chickens out of resigning, great. She's still going on the holiday. She's just going to be fired instead.
Either way, she's not going to be
either
there.
Either way, you won't work there anymore when you're on your holiday. And you can, so good. You know, get over it with your cocktails on the beach. I love that.
Iconic behavior. So if you're struggling to quit your job, maybe that's a unique tool that you can consider.
Set a deadline, right? Like, I'm going to have a new job by next July. I'm booking a holiday.
So good.
Okay, well, if you need some help like Nina did, check out our Interview Academy. That will take you through every single step of the interview prep process, researching the job, working out what topics you need to cover, coming up with your awesome, incredible tell me about yourself, brainstorming all your best bits, structuring them, prepping you for your nerves, thinking about all the different other types of questions, situational questions. It covers everything. So check out Interview Academy, or if you've already got the basics down, maybe a bit more like Nina, you're good with your star, but you just need some help on some bits and pieces. You want to take it to the next level. You're maybe not sure what you're missing. Maybe you need an interview coaching session one-on-one with me. You can check out all about both of them and kind of compare, see what's right for you. interviewboss.com.au/coaching.
And as always, if you have a conundrum or situation that's keeping you up at night, you can kindly slide into our DMs, tell us what's going on, and we could dedicate an entire episode to you, which is exactly what we're doing this week. Someone slid into our DMs and said, "Hi, Emma and Sarah, I've just bought you a few coffees and wanted to slide in here to suggest a topic for an episode. Have you thought about making one about negotiating the start date at a new company? I think that was the only thing I was unprepared for in my job search process. Thanks to you girls, I did well on everything else. I'd never switched jobs before, so when I got the long-awaited call from HR, I accepted their start date proposal just on the fly and didn't even think about negotiating, even though I really wanted to take a week off to rest. So fair. I later looked for other sources on the internet to learn how to navigate it, but I could barely find anything. I love the podcast. Thank you for sharing so much valuable content."
Oh, good one.
This is giving the same as when you get asked for an interview and they suggest a time, Monday, 2 p.m., and you just panic and you're like, yep, even though that is the most inconvenient time for you.
And you're like canceling things and telling people that you can't make it and working out like how you've got to move the whole heaven and earth to try and make that interview when you could have just said, "What about Monday?" And they would have been like, "Yeah, sure, that's fine." And it's also giving the same energy as like you've got a holiday booked already and it's going to come up in your second month of being there or something like that. Or you've got a holiday in the interview process. Like, it's a very similar type of energy. So we haven't done an episode on this exact situation before, but I think the vibes are similar to those kinds of scenarios. So our advice is going to be a little bit similar, I would say.
Yes. So how do we feel about this?
Well, do as I say, not as I do for the rest of this episode, because I am notoriously bad at this.
You have never taken a break in your entire life.
No,
you were supposed to finish up at your most recent job to move literally into a different hemisphere.
Yes.
And you had about half a day and the whole family was going off at you like, if you just ended a week before, you could have a stress-free move, but you insist on just
myself?
Ruining your own life because you're a workaholic.
I know. It's not. It's because I feel bad. Again, look, do as I say, not as I do. And also, I feel like I can relate to our listeners on this one because I too am a people pleaser. And if someone's like, oh, but we need you, Sarah, what are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, okay, I can probably just work. I can probably just not have a break. Don't worry about me. I'll help everyone else.
And then you're starting your new job burnt out. No, we want people to have their week off in between jobs.
I know. And then even when I started this job that I left from, I mean, look, the thing is that I find it harder to do when you actually care about the workplace and the people that you're leaving. And that was the case for this one. So like I actually had like in the end, it all worked out fine. Like I didn't ruin my own life. Yes, it would have been nicer if I had more time to have a very relaxed kind of moving experience, but I don't regret it. And it was the right call for the time.
Savage to mum and dad listening who had to pick up the pieces. Scrubbing your apartment for you while you're on a plane.
I had a cleaner come. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Dropping the keys back to the real estate.
No, that was actually a different problem. By the way, has anyone ever had this problem before where you're like, well, I don't want to pay rent for an extra day, but then you have to like drop the keys off. Like I was going to the airport in the morning. The real estate weren't going to be open early for me to drop the keys and then go to the airport. I was like going to have to be at the airport before they're open. What do you do in that scenario? Do you not stay at your apartment the night before? Then you have to pay for a hotel. That doesn't make sense. So I had to send mum and dad back after they dropped me to the airport to go drop the keys off.
Send the keys back the day before and then just sleep with your doors open and... and camp out.
I know. I considered that because you have to like sign all these things to say that like this is the condition of the thing. I've given all the keys back. And anyway, it's quite the dilemma. But even starting the job that I most recently went into, I also didn't have a break.
You've never had a break in your whole life.
Yeah, I know. But I did have a 6-week notice period in my job before that, which was kind of the problem. I would have been able to have a break if I had a 4-week notice period. But because it was 6 weeks, that was already quite a long time for someone at my level.
For your new company to wait and then you feel bad to be like, how about one more? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I ended up doing was starting the job, working for like a week and a half and then having time off to go on a holiday. So it was kind of best of both worlds because I was able to be there, get some stuff done, get some stuff started, and then also have some time off as well. So we'll talk about some of those scenarios. But yeah, I'm not very good at this. What about you, Em? Have you had breaks?
I haven't moved jobs enough for this to be a problem, but historically, no. Like when I finished high school, I got my job like the next week while everyone else went away to schoolies and was living life. And then when I left that job, I moved to my city to study uni. I already had a job lined up, started right away. When I finished my casual after uni, I think I had like 3 days from my last final assessment and then I was in full time. So kind of, but not really from job hopping.
People that always have breaks, like multiple week breaks between jobs, like I envy you so much.
Yeah.
You need to tell us your tricks. Anyway, I know how people do it. So we're going to talk about it now, but I'm just not very good at executing. So... here's my advice. First, I think we need to reframe because I think this is where the thoughts come from initially about why you should just accept it and why it feels like there's a lot of pressure.
So yeah, obviously it's their default to just suggest the next day after your notice period because normally they've already asked you, when is your notice period? They're just throwing it out there. This is just the first default option. It doesn't mean anything.
That's just what they're going to say every time. Like that's just the starting point. They're just assuming 2 weeks notice starts on the Monday. Like that's what they're going to suggest. That is absolutely just their starting point. That it doesn't mean that there's even been much thought put into it, to be honest. It's just the very next time that you can start. That's it.
They're also never, ever going to suggest that you take a week off. This is giving like anything in your career, your boss is never going to say, hey, I think you should have a 40% pay rise. Like you have to be in control of your career, your destiny, what suits you. You've got to advocate for yourself. So don't be sitting back thinking maybe they'll suggest it.
I know. It's not because they don't want you to. It's just like they're never going to be the ones to bring up like, oh, you should probably take some time off.
No. Like, and if you say, I just want to take a week off, they'll be like, absolutely, of course, understandable. But they're not going to be pitching to you to do it. And it's really not a big deal. Like you aren't saving them from a disaster by swooping into this new role. It just suits them, obviously, a bit better to get you there sooner. Like, you're great. They've just hired you. They're excited. They want you here as soon as they can, but it's not life and death.
And a week is nothing in the scheme of things. I think everybody needs to remember that. And that goes for organizations too. Like if you are listening to this and you're hiring someone and they want to start a week later, what are they really going to do in a week? Day one, they're doing their training modules. Day two, they're like meeting some people and signing into their email accounts.
Laptops getting set up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what are they going to really achieve in a week? And I guess you're saying, yeah, but then they can do that a week earlier. And then the second week they're actually adding value. Yes, I get that. But like, it's just not going to change the world for them to be there 5 days earlier.
Hey, Interview Boss listeners, if the podcast just isn't doing it for you and you need way more help to prep for your next interview, we have the perfect thing for you. Interview Academy. Em, tell us all about it.
This is huge. This is the love child of Sarah after doing hundreds of one-on-one coaching sessions, finding out what people struggle with the most, common mistakes. Sarah has created the ultimate course that you can do in your own time, self-paced, heaps of modules, videos, interactive quizzes, a workbook that will become your Bible by the end that you can take with you into your interview. Because if you're a long-time listener, you know that we endorse taking notes into your interview. It's a game changer.
Check out more about it at interviewboss.com.au/interview academy.
So when there's been literally no pressure whatsoever and all they've done is chuck out a date, do not give in to pressure that you've made up in your head. There is no pressure in that scenario. Different when we get into you have asked and they've pushed back and whatever, but when they've just thrown out a date and they've just said, cool, so does the, you know, 5th of June start work for you? There is no actual pressure. That is just a suggestion at that point. So don't make it like, oh, you're really arguing against something there. It's just a starting point.
Yeah. The conversation has to start somehow. They're just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's right. I actually know people who have finished a role, gone to get married, go on a honeymoon, like extended holiday, and then they've started their new job. And that new job has been happy to wait for their notice period, all of that stuff, because they want you in the role. Like they will work around you to get you there, particularly when we're talking about a couple of days. Like this is a couple of days.
You have the power. Like you're this exciting yes. new hire. They will survive. And it can be obviously beneficial to have a handover if that's what they're pressuring you about. Like, but if you start on Monday, the old candidate will be here to, you know, show you the ropes. Like that obviously is great, but you don't need more than a couple of days. So that person can spend extra time writing guides down for you. You know, you could have a phone call. There's other ways to navigate that. In fact, in none of my jobs have I ever had a comprehensive handover. I'm always starting, figuring everything out on the fly, and it's just fine.
And honestly, sometimes I think like a handover can be too long where it just makes like you're just transferring everything to the new person, and it would be better if you actually just looked at it all with fresh eyes and without the kind of ways that they used to do things because they're
preconceived ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it can be beneficial. I get the pressure from people saying, yeah, but you know, you can cross over with the other person. It's going to be better for you. Yeah, it probably will be because you'll have someone to ask a whole bunch of questions and stuff, but you don't need to have an entire week crossover with that person necessarily. So yeah, something to consider.
And do you know yourself, if you're so burnt out and you really need that week, you want that week more than you want Susie to give you the rundown on the accounts.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Sorry. Yeah. So how would we have this chat? How would you get this across?
I think you can do this over the phone, via email, like whatever kind of platform you're on. You want to reiterate that you're excited. Yep. I'm so excited to start this role. Really looking forward to coming on board. I noticed that the start date you suggested was X based on my notice period, but I'm planning on taking a week break to make sure that I'm rested and reset for the new role. So I'm actually looking to start the week after. Let me know if that creates an issue on your end. I'm happy to talk about it.
Nice.
I don't think you want to like ask. I played around with some versions that were like, would it be okay if I maybe like, you haven't actually agreed a start date yet. So don't be asking for permission. It's like, hey, I'm going to do this. Like if they haven't asked you yet about when you're available or start dates and you haven't locked in any dates, then like, hey, I know I said 2 weeks, but I'm looking to take a week off.
Because if they were absolutely desperate, wouldn't they have conveyed that earlier in the interview? Like, this is an immediate start. It's dire type thing. Like, you can't really get through the whole process and then be like, but we need you tomorrow. Like, that would be weird.
Yes. And I think that's another part of context of, like, if they have been saying, like, look, we need you on board straight away, blah, blah, blah. And they've been setting that context the whole way and you haven't mentioned that you wanted a week off at that point. I think this will be a harder conversation for you to have because it'll feel like they were really planning on this date and then things have changed. I think that's going to be harder to ask for. Equally, this is probably a little tip when you're talking about your notice period and you know, hey, I want to have a break between this role and my next role. It feels far away at that point. I wouldn't lie about your notice period, but I would say, look, my notice period's 2 weeks, but I always like to have a break between roles. So let's just call it 3 weeks.
I was going to say, can I just say, my notice period's 5 weeks, but I'll just tell you it's 6 weeks. I can start on the dot then.
It's just weird to lie about that for no reason. Like, why are you lying? You just,
because I want my week off.
Like, that you feel like you're not entitled to the week off. It's so silly. Don't lie about that. It's not worth it. Now, I want to throw out here something that I see a lot of people do. And I just want to see what your thoughts are about it, Em, because I don't love it. They agree to the start date that the new employer throws out there. They don't actually ask them or try and move the start date whatsoever. And then they make it their current employer's problem. Oh, they want me to start. And so now I want to finish early so that I can have a few days off.
This has happened at my workplace before. My colleague got a new job and then the new job wanted, you know, a hard, quick start date. We have a really big notice period at our work. And so he felt like, oh, that's the problem, is that these guys want to keep me too long. Tried to take leave in the last week of our notice period. Our work said, no, we need you. We don't want that. He was really disheartened and upset because he felt like he wasn't getting his break and he felt like, but I've got annual leave, like, let me take it. And it was this big thing.
Like, you're never entitled to take your paid leave whenever you want. It's always by agreement with the employer. Just a side note out there, it could be different in different countries, different states, whatever, but typically it has to be approved. That's the whole reason that you submit it for approval. People try to take sick leave.
It's not a good way to wrap up.
No, I don't think so. And it's kind of like, I think the reason it feels like that to me is it's like, you're doing a favor for the new company, right? Like, you're starting there. You've accepted the job there. You're like, hey, I've agreed to come and work for you.
But currently you're still with us. Like, your loyalty is with us.
Well, the other company is like, you're like, hey, I'm quitting. P.S. I need a favor.
Yeah, it's a strange.
It just feels a bit weird to be like, I'm leaving. By the way, can you also let me out of the agreement that we signed at the very beginning? Particularly when you haven't actually tried to work things out with your new employer and get a couple of days break from them. I don't love it. I don't love the idea that you're making it the other employer's problem. If you know that you can do all your work early and you've got a bit of a plan for it and there is some kind of actual proposal there, sure. But I just see too many people saying, yeah, no worries, no worries. Oh, by the way, I have to finish early because I want a break. I don't know, like, you made commitments to both. Like, that's your problem now, not your other workplace's problem.
What if when you ask to negotiate the start date, you've said your little piece about, I'd love to have a week off, looking to start this date. What if they just, it's a hard no. It's like, that's not going to work. They get stern. It just seems like it's not going to happen. What do you do?
Look, it would surprise me if they got stern. I mean, they might, but I think it would be more a case of like, oh, look, we really need you the week before. Is there any way that you could just start? You know, it's going to be XYZ. We've got this thing coming up. Like, they can push, right? And make you feel really guilty. And then you'll be like, oh, okay. If that happens, we've got some other ideas for you. Other ways to go about this. When the goal in mind is having a break, right? There might be some key date that they've got that you need to be there for. That could really happen. I actually know someone who's starting in a role where they've got like a key marketing launch happening on her first day. And that's why they kind of need.
I was going to say, at my work, I can think of a number of dates where we need all hands on deck, like during the survey period where the ratings for the radio stations, like that is so intense. It's a blackout period. We have a massive fundraiser truck and bike convoy that's the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. That's enormous.
And if someone was about to start and they were going to miss that if they started later, you'd be like, no, we really, really need you to start because you need need to come to this event.
See what it's about. But also we need all boots on the ground. So yeah, I don't think it always means they're just trying to strip you of a restful time. Sometimes there's genuine reasons.
Yeah. Or the situation might just mean that it's not doable. I've had circumstances where I've started in roles and like there's been, oh, someone's actually on leave or this role's been vacant or like there's just other things that means that no, this is actually really pressing and we really need you as soon as possible. And really, in the case of my 6-week notice period, I was needed sooner than my 6-week notice period, to be honest. And I was like, no, I can't finish earlier because I'm not going to make that my previous workplace's problem. I owe them the rest of my notice. So that was already a compromise of my start date to begin with, if that makes sense. So if that's the case, it doesn't mean anything horrible about your new employer. If they really want you and there's some scenario, they will try and nudge. If you can't get the whole week break, you could try starting on the Friday or on the Thursday before. I think everyone often defaults to like a Monday start day. And it's actually a really nice start to a job to have like a few days and then a weekend. And also that means you get to have a few days off, like the weekend plus a few days off. And then also they get to have you that same week that they were hoping to, but maybe a few days later. And I think that can sometimes be a nice compromise between the two.
I would have never thought of that, but that's a great idea. Hack.
Why would you like, it's just a whole week or nothing?
I don't know. I just wouldn't have occurred to me, but that's a good hack. Nice.
Thursday or Friday or even the Wednesday, like, because imagine you've got a 4-day long weekend. That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
It is.
To have a few days off. And if we're talking about potentially just going back to back, a few days is better than nothing.
And also, like you said earlier in the episode, you can ask if you can start, but then take some time off. So this is likely to be unpaid because you probably haven't accrued any leave. But if they agree up front, then you can go in, do some things, get set up, still have a little break. So maybe you get there for the big, huge company event or, you know, you meet the deadline, but then once it chills out, you're tapping out, reset, come back.
Or you do the handover and you do a couple of days with whatever person and then you have a few days off. Like, these are all things that can be absolutely discussed and agreed and tailored to your situation of whatever happens to be going on. Like I said, I did the thing where I worked a week or two and then had some time off, which was really good because I kind of got up to speed on everything, knew what was happening, put some stuff in motion, went away for a little bit, and then came back and got straight into it. I've heard people do that and they do like all their onboarding and all their training. They have a holiday and then they come back and it's like they're set up already. Then they have the break. Then they're rested and like ready to go. Because you can do your like all your setup stuff when you're a bit burnt out. Like, it's pretty mindless kind of stuff. You shake some hands, you say hello to some people, make your email sign in.
And I think the manager would be like wanting to be compromised. If you're coming in, even though you want the break off to help them out, I'm sure they're going to be reasonable and be like, yeah, we can make that happen. Sure. Just if it means we can get you in sooner.
Yeah. And if you're a real people pleaser kind of person and you really struggle with saying this kind of stuff, and maybe like Emma, you were tempted to kind of say, kind of just pretend I have a longer notice period. I don't like confrontation. And I feel like if I just want a break, then that's going to be easy for them to say, what, why? Then what I do think you could fudge a little bit is the reason that you wanted the break. I think this is an easy one. Oh, look, I was just going to go and visit some family. I wanted to have a few days off to go and like throw in there something cute and meaningful about what you were trying to do in that time. Who cares if you fudge that a little bit? It doesn't matter. Maybe you actually are going to visit family as part of your week off or whatever. I think throw something in there about that. Oh, look, I've got a few things that I need to do during that time. And that's why I can still do that later if you would let me.
Perfect. There is your guide. Don't freak out. Don't take the first thing that they suggest. They're just saying that as a total idea to get the convo started. Practice. Write it down if you're going to be tempted to buckle. Practice that we're going to say, actually, I was thinking, blah. You can do it.
Set it up from the very beginning. And look, honestly, it's not the end of the world to just start back to back. I've done it. It's fine. Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, follow us on Apple or Spotify, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. That's how we can hit the charts and we can help even more people. For more advice, inspiration, and some videos from time to time, check us out on Instagram at Interview Boss and chuck us a follow. Em,
Can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something, and I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast.